up like seven. You know what that means, Brian?
No, I don't have a clue.
We are underway. Yeah, that was a little bit of patois for you right there. Up like seven, we are ready to go with podcast number seven. This is Merrill Wanderers. I'm Mike. That is Grizz.
I'm Grizz. That is Mike.
This is turning into a lot of fun. And of course, now we are at the Best Media Studios. Check them out, thebestmedia.com. Digital marketing, yep-a-dup-a-dup. They are very good at what they do in marketing you online. And this show is brought to you in part by thebestmedia.com. Brian is Grizz. Grizz, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Last week we had a discussion, a little bit of email came in about your lack of desire to acknowledge that different strains do stuff. Do you mind if we address that in today's show?
We can address that all you like in today's show.
And
go ahead.
We have got to talk about Merrill Wanderer Eric. He is making it happen in Spain, man.
I love that.
How much you love that guy. By the way, many thanks to technical producer Nick, who, by the way, we have replaced with a robotized version of our producer. Isn't that right, Nick?
Smoke weed every day.
Well done.
How's it going, guys?
It's a little jingle. Hey, Nick.
That's funny.
All right. So let's start with the obvious thing, a quick update on Merrill Wanderer's show. I will tell you this. We haven't had a production meeting since the last one that we had,
mm-hmm.
which suits me just fine,
mm-hmm.
and you as well.
Likewise.
And in that time, we've managed to get a lot done in the sense that we have two future locations for the show picked out and mm-hmm. ready to go, and a couple people lined up to talk to us, and they are both in cities that we're fond of. One of them is Toronto, and the other one is Vancouver, Tiblish, Precumbria.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
But that's not my favorite place. I don't like Vancouver.
What?
I'm just letting you know.
You don't?
No.
No. What?
I don't like Vancouver. No.
Nick is the best.
I know. I can't believe he just caught that so quick. He had no idea it was coming. And all of a sudden, there it was. Right? It's like, okay, he's being a dick. Quick, hit that button.
That's the best.
I know.
Oh, Nick, you have my thoughts programmed into the soundboard. But that is kind of cool because the things that we're doing are interesting. A little bit of food in one location. Of course, dragging you across the country is no fun for either of us. Trust me, it's like taking a toddler on a plane.
No, the only thing about Vancouver that I actually like.
Careful.
Oh, I wasn't going to say the prostitutes.
What? Who even
I was
said
going
that
to say
you weren't going to say that?
You had this look on your face.
Who intimated
like,
that
you
even?
Did. You just had this look on your face like I was going to say something mean or nasty or I was going to off color.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But
I don't like it.
But am I going to have to put up with this like all
the
time
now? That
one
was me, not Nick. I'm
all right,
sorry.
Okay. The only thing I really care about in Vancouver is one steakhouse, and that's all I care
Which
about.
One?
It's called Black and Blue.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice steakhouse.
It is the Woo! Only steakhouse in the world. It's top three in the world for me.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I think that you could enjoy a nice indica or a sativa, of which you don't believe either exist.
No, I didn't say that. I believe in the indica sativa thing.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there are a million strains in the indica realm or in the sativa realm that make a fuckload of difference in terms of what they offer. A sativa is a sativa. An indica is an indica.
You don't think it gets any more finite than that?
No, potency is potency. I get that.
Okay, well, certain strains have more potency in them, well, Dick.
I get it. So does fucking garlic.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what's your point?
Are there different strains of garlic?
There are different strains of fucking garlic, but it's still fucking garlic.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
That's my point. My point is that it's just... It's weed.
Yeah.
It's sativa. One makes you, one's uplifting. The other one is just a little more settling. So I don't buy this, you know, purple lemon haze, Leave It to Beaver,
okay, Dad,
whatever
relax.
These things are.
I'm just saying that there is
Dad?
A finite real.
Dad?
What?
You just call me Dad? Did you just do that for real? You think that's funny, eh? All right.
I think it's pretty funny.
No, that's okay. Game on, motherfucker.
No. That's not what I was coming at. You're looking at a bald guy. This is unfair.
This is a good point. And I've said nothing.
No, you have said nothing.
Nothing.
And you're not even a dad. I am.
Right.
So maybe why don't we just forget the whole thing?
Let's forget the whole thing.
Okay.
Excellent.
Sometimes, Nick, that's what
Sound
best
effect,
way to
Nick.
Go.
Sound effect, Nick. There we go.
All right. There we go. Well, here's what we're going to do. Coming up next week, I have somebody joining us, a guy by the name of Clint Young. You may know him from many, many different places in Canadian cannabis. He's kind of like the do-gooder of cannabis. He's opened up a bunch of doorways for the medical community to be serviced properly here in Canada. As well, he's opened a really nice place called the Law Center, which is where people can go that need to just get exercise or chill out or meditate. A number of different programs they set up for the community where people couldn't afford to sign up for this stuff on their own. They provide it, and they do it in Hamilton. Clint's going to join us to talk about the finite fix. In other words, the medicinal value of each different strain and why that happens, just so that we can put it into focus for you a little bit.
I'm willing to listen.
I am delighted to hear that.
I just think that it's a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, but don't say that to Clint, because he's kind of a big deal.
Why can't I say it to him? That's the only way you get into a good debate with somebody about something that you think is bullshit.
I wasn't really inviting him here for a debate. I was a bit of knowledge. Do you have to debate? Okay, but hold on. Nick's going to share a little bit of knowledge on something and see if you can debate it. Anything. Let's say, Nick, the soundboard that you're working at. Just a little bit of knowledge there, if you wouldn't mind.
Just any
yeah, fun yeah. facts. And I'll show you how it's going to look if you deal with Clint that way. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, if you plug it.
It's a lot of hooey. Look at his face. He's so disappointed that I said that.
But I wouldn't say it that way.
Oh, okay.
You know that I wouldn't say it that way. You know me better than that.
Wow, I am agitating
like,
Grizz
you're
so bad
on
today.
Me, dude. Today, like, you're on me. I've been in traffic. I've been on the road for 4 freaking hours. Really, Nick? I just met you, motherfucker. Like, seriously? I'm going to pitch him out the window, dude. I swear to God, I'm going to pick him up and throw him like a dart. It's not even funny anymore. I don't like you guys, man. That's not even fuck you, Bo.
I haven't laughed like that in a year.
No, that's great. You got impeccable timing. That's great.
I'm sorry, Grizz. It's not an easy day for you. You're very busy with stuff.
I've been a terrible day for me. You know. My day started early. I was just 3 hours away.
Okay, I'm sorry. So,
really, it's that funny to you guys, is it?
It was timing.
I apologize. I saw the button there, and I had to press it.
Yeah, he has.
Oh. It's. I'm very sorry.
That's, yeah, okay.
Go home and get your fucking shine.
That was to me. To me. He was saying that one to me, so just relax. I don't. Nick, stop it. If he leaves the room, we're in a lot of trouble, okay? Okay, let's talk about something else. A guy that we both have started to adore.
Eric.
Now, Spanibus was on, yeah. Eric's a good dude. Purple Travel Club, and maybe explain what Purple Travel Club is heading out there to do. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, the Purple Travel Club, from what I know about it, it's a marijuana travel club. Sort of think of it as, some people might not remember this, but the Last Minute Club, you know,
right.
Or something like that, where they're going to inventory some possible locations for trips, some destinations in Spain and across Europe and hopefully into the United States as well. And they're just getting it off the ground. So they're starting in UK, I believe. That's
I believe
where
you're
Eric
right.
Is based
and,
out of.
And I think their mission is all cannabis-friendly destinations.
Yeah. And it's he's mindful of the responsibility of cannabis as well. And it's not just about, hey, let's get stoned and go travel someplace and act like idiots. I really like what he's doing. He spent some time in Amsterdam, almost like a roving marijuanderer, as it were, you know, our European bureau chief.
Yeah.
And he sent us some really cool videos, and he's been very active, and we think that Purple Travel Club is a worthwhile pursuit.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. If they can manage to make that happen in short order, which they are working to do, certainly they were at Spanibus, which is one of Europe's biggest cannabis conventions for the industry and consumers this year. And Eric was kind enough, if you check out our social feeds, at MarijuWanderers, Eric was kind enough to share a bunch of content with us. Him and Damian Marley was a cool one. He had
that
a chance
cool.
to talk to Damian Marley about that and get him to profess that he is a marijuana wanderer. That was a big deal to us, of course. And in coming shows, you will get to know Eric because he will join us right here on the podcast. And we'll get the perspective from him on what's happening in the UK, not with just travel, but also legalization and industry development. Because at Spanibus, the one thing that he did take note of was the influx of big business that was taking part in the cannabis business, everybody from pharmaceutical to farming.
So approximately, I would say 4 weeks ago, 4 Mondays ago, there was a news release or a press release in Europe, in the EU, about CBD legalization for medicinal purposes.
Right.
And it's big news over there. So there's about to be a bit of an explosion in terms of what's going on over there. I'd like to know from Eric a little bit more about that and where it's going to start. I know that, for instance, while we're not talking about Europe here when I bring this up, I think it's either Canopy or Aurora. They just made a big play in Portugal for I don't know if it's for farming or if it's for an extraction facility or what the deal is, but that was just announced. So, hey, Eric, if you're listening.
I'm getting texts from his as we speak. I was just trying to get him on right now. He said, sorry, I am dinner now. That is unfortunate because he was a nice guy, and I didn't even know.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't really, does it?
No.
I'm sorry, I misread that. He's at dinner right now.
Is he? Oh, he's at dinner. Dinner.
Yeah, no, he's not dinner. Cannibalism isn't a thing in the UK at all anymore, I don't think.
Cannibalism?
That is starting to get on in a big way there. Although it's one of those countries that seems to be lagging a little bit. I complain about certain parts of the States, but then you go to Britain and it is not really a thing there of major proportion either.
No, but it's Britain.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Well, you know what? We will get him on to talk about it because I think you're right. The CBD market there is a big thing. And also just what is happening in Europe with regard to travel, because Britain is so close to the rest of these countries that are fully legal at the moment that it's a little shocking to me that there aren't more problems at the border with legislation to make it happen. Of course, medical marijuana. Did I say marijuana?
You did.
What am I, from Boston? What am I, the mayor of Boston with the marijuana? There is going to be definitely medical marijuana has started to be encapsulated into certain areas in Britain alone. Ireland soon to follow, which means that certain categories of illness will be able to access it through dispensary situations.
Until Brexit.
Yeah.
Then that'll change.
You think so?
I do. Completely. I hope Britain seeds from the EU, mm-hmm. and then they can do more on their own.
Yeah.
Because right now, that whole EU system and the cannabis thing has put so many layers of legislation on top of it that it's like Canada. It's just a mess of legislation.
I think you're right in a lot of ways, just to add one more governmental body on top of the actual country itself to legislate it for trade and even tourism, even just border crossing.
An unelected governmental body. That's the problem that I have with the EU.
It is a little weird that the people that run the EU are appointed by a series of, based on the size of the country involved. So it doesn't really make a difference. It's like a room full of the European Union all in one room, represented accordingly by the size of the country anyway. What does it matter? I don't know. And I'm not a political expert, except to know that Britain can't wait to get out, and that you do hear from the British cannabis community that licensing and even just process patenting and things like that, they're waiting to see if Britain leaves.
It's not just that. What I'm getting at with the whole EU thing, when you do trade in the EU, mm-hmm. right, everything is mandated. So every pillow has to be made the same in every country.
All right.
Right, that type of stuff. So now what's going to happen in Canada is going to happen to the EU as well when it comes to cannabis. So in Canada, it's great. Hey, look, we have legal cannabis, and it's only $10 a gram plus tax.
And it's garbage.
It's garbage. And then what's going to happen is they're going to go, well, you know what? We need more tax revenue.
Yeah.
And it's going to go from, hey, a joint costs you $3 to a joint costs you $9. And in 5 years, I'm telling everybody right now, you watch the price of weed. It's going to go through the roof, and we're all hooped. That's the problem with legalization.
You heard it here first.
I'm telling
folks,
you right
hooped.
Now. We're hooped.
Well, I think that is true, and it's already happened. I mean, in the gray market, $15 a gram is not out of control right now for a decent product. Meanwhile, at the government level here in Canada, we're looking $10 to $12 a gram for very dry irradiated cannabis.
Right. So it's not the greatest thing in the world as far as I'm concerned. And the other thing about it is that I'm just going to throw this one more thing because I didn't mean to get all freaking political, but it's so easy for me to have.
Go ahead. It's what I love most about you.
Here's what happens. Like with when you look at the EU and people talk about Greece, for example, and all their money problems and stuff like that. Well, one day you're selling your olives at the drachma. Right. You're using your national currency.
Yeah.
The next day, and your national currency is worth next to nothing. And the next day, all of a sudden, your olives are worth, people got to pay $2.20,
yeah,
right?
Because
you're
dollars,
using the EU.
through the roof, yeah.
Right? So when you're using the euro, all those countries get hooped.
Yeah.
They're all screwed because they have to use. So Britain's fine, right? Germany's fine.
How many
France
drachmas
is
a gram?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Anybody?
It's a bit of a joke, and I think it's a big play. I don't know where all the money's going to go.
I am headed to Europe in about a week and a half. I'll have to give you sort of a heads up on what I'm finding there. And, of course, we will do some Merrill wandering while I'm there as well. I'll check in.
Where are you going?
I am going to Austria, Germany, and where am I going? I'm going to Budapest on that trip. Yeah. So
just the Aryan countries.
Yeah. What? What just happened? What is wrong with him? And I know you're looking at the soundboard. How can we even? Okay, hold on. His statement was?
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
There you go.
Sorry. I couldn't have. You know what? Sorry.
I am going to.
Nick was talking to me, and he was talking about Hitler. And then had to do that again.
Now, I'll tell you this. I am going on the Danube. That's why I am going.
Oh, that'll be it. Oh, so you're doing the cruise.
I am doing a river cruise. I'm retiring and doing a river cruise. We all get on the boat at the end of the night, me and my senior citizens friends, and the boat goes up the river to heaven.
No, okay, I got to up the river to heaven. That's terrible. It's so true, though. It's like, I'm on a ship. It's where people go to die. So my question is, can you take weed on the ship?
No, wouldn't never do that.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't think you'd want to do that.
It'd be a bad idea to travel on a trip with old people on a boat without weed. I promise you that.
But where you're going, isn't weed legal in some of those places you're going to be cruising through?
I believe so, yeah. Or it is no longer a hassle.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, we'll see. I'll certainly keep you. It's not like I won't be looking. So I'll keep you in the loop on that.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure I'll be getting the texts and the pictures and all that stuff.
I promise you will, and we'll share them with everybody on Instagram at Merrill Wanderers. Please subscribe to the podcast, and it just gets more and more and more and more fun. Right?
For who?
Come on, Grizz, you're loving it. So today we had some laughs at your expense.
Uh-huh.
That one was so good.
I have people skills.
Really, dude? Really? Did he help you put this shit together, or did you do this on your own after meeting me once? You met me once, and that's where we're at?
Thanks
it
for
was
joining
that
us
fucking easy?
On Merrill Wanderers. Nick, thank you for everything. Grizz, I have amazing news. You can go if you want.
Okay, good. I'm going to go. You should call Eric when you're in Europe, by the way.
I certainly will.
Have
all
him come
right
meet you.
I will. I will do that. All have right yourself a wonderful day, no matter what you're doing. Please subscribe to the show and tell a friend about it. And we'll catch you next time on the Merrill Wanderers.
Yeah, you're not wishing me a wonderful day.